everyone, Sarah here.
Hey, it's Andrew.
And we are talking about a little current events with a huge takeaway for people when buying a home, owning a home, whatever. So recently in Florida, near Miami, it's a Surfside, Florida. One of the residential building collapsed. The Champlain Towers, the South condo in particular, literally crumbled to pieces. And the thing that really stuck out to us was in the Miami Herald, and we'll link it in the show notes. It's entitled "Inspection Raised Concerns About Major Error in Champlain Tower Design's Record Show." And the home inspector, or the building inspector here, was not delicate with his words. He said immediate repairs in a major error.
Yeah, it needed repairs in a timely fashion.
Yeah, immediate.
Yeah.
So the building itself had a structural, the architect didn't account for the pool, and it was on a flat slab. So the drainage wasn't, there was nowhere for the water to go. It was flat. And so 40 years of water damage corroded the cement and the foundations under, you know, all the layers.
Mm-hmm.
And the inspector observed this, thankfully. And there's an order in the home inspection report from, Andrew, you speak to this, actually.
Yeah, at least in mine, it's, you know, color-coded of blue, yellow, and red. And it's basically minor, major, and really major, to put it, you know, simply.
And that's across the board. Home inspectors have variations from minor, this is just normal maintenance, to this needs to get addressed.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a priority.
There's a priority list. And the thing that was very alarming here is they, as they, you know now, it wasn't a lighthearted suggestion. Permits were pulled for the roof and other things, clearly overlooking the foundational disaster that it was.
Yeah. They had other, the association kind of had their priorities backwards.
Right. They had their priorities, and the reality of the situation had its priorities. And so the takeaway here is, like in this particular situation, is a very extreme situation. This was a multi-family unit, like an apartment complex. So 150 people unaccounted for, 4 deaths confirmed. Not your typical situation for a home inspection or a building inspection.
Yeah.
But an extreme example because, a great example because of its extremities. Like, he was very clear in his language that it needed to be addressed, like, first thing.
Yeah.
And we always, people seem to have what they want to do. Yes, the roof is important in this situation, but the foundation of a building is most important.
Yeah, the in this case, the roof was not going to lead to the collapse of the building. And, you know, this wasn't just like a typical building inspector who did this. This was an engineer. And so, you know,
all the more reason to pay attention.
Yeah. You know, these are the guys that have the authority to actually consider something structurally sound or not. And, you know, they're the kind of people that, you know, I mean, you want to take any inspector seriously. But when
he doesn't need to have a second opinion.
Right.
Is what you're getting at.
Yeah.
And the thing that we felt we needed to address on here is, we see quite often, because as home inspectors, we know when we go into a home what's going to need worked on, because Andrew inspected it. And we keep in touch with our clients, and we have friends, and we're homeowners. And the point is, a lot of people don't even look at the report once they are done with the negotiation table. Fortunately, our clients have and followed up with us, and we've helped them, like, address the solutions that you offered in their home inspections.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very rare.
Yeah.
And, you know, we see people post, "I got a new couch," instead of, like, we know what your report said and we know where that money really should have gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you get money from closing to get something addressed, And, you know, if the real estate agent is a very clever, nifty person, they will make sure the check is run out to that particular repair person. Sometimes people get cash, and sometimes that cash doesn't go towards the repairing.
Yeah, suddenly priorities change.
Priorities change, and we just want to remind people that the priority is what's in the report for the safety of anybody entering your household
mm-hmm.
or your business, because we do commercial real estate too. So yeah, like this is a very extreme example, and it happened. And it happened because the inspection report was taken out of priority. Like it was misprioritized.
Yeah, and it may have been order, yeah, it may have been that in the wording of the report, the engineer said that removal of the concrete topping slab to gain access to the waterproofing membrane will take time, be disruptive, and create a major disturbance to the occupants of the condominium structure.
But they'd be alive today.
Yeah. And so it basically was saying this is going to be expensive, this is going to be inconvenient,
yep.
But it's got to be done. And this was in 2018.
Yeah.
And you know, not even 3 years later, you know, here we go. And so,
yeah, it's just yeah. really tragic. Like it's always heartbreaking to when people lose their lives. 'Cause this yeah. was a residential, facility and, it was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. It was big.
And I don't know where the sense was in the board where, like, I don't know where their sense was here. Yeah. I guess they thought they had the gift of time, and time is not on anyone's side. It's just not. It continues, regardless of what happens to us in our own individual lives. Time does pass.
Yeah, and this is where like, I would love to see some kind of legislation somewhere that oversees associations.
Exactly,
because there is
this
zero.
Is absurd.
There's zero oversight with. Homeowner associations, none, and they have so much power. Nobody can tell them what to do.
And an instance like this, where there was a structural engineer coming in saying, "This is going to be inconvenient. Yes, this is going to be expensive." And you know, it is absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
To be done right next, like the right next order of business, this has to get done.
Yeah.
And it was ignored for years, and the building. Fell into crumbles. Like there's a video on the link.
Mm-hmm.
It crumbled down like ridiculous. So because it's foundational, if you ever have anything foundational on your report in your home, if you have your home for 20, 30 years now and you notice cracking, call a home inspector. You don't have to save a home inspection for when you buy your next home or when you sell this one and the person buying it gets an inspection. If you own a home or a business and you notice cracking on the foundation, or Andrew, you speak into that actually.
Yeah, it's good. You know, you can call a home inspector to have them come look at it. That's going to be more of an overarching, you know, kind of view where you can get a lot of stuff looked at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other options include a general contractor. A lot of times with foundation problems and, extensive cracking and things like that, typically the recommendation is to have a structural engineer come in. Structural engineers are a little more expensive. They're to have them come out, you know, $500 to $800.
Worth it when you're considering it's for the foundation of a building.
Yeah, because this is somebody who can with definitiveness tell you, yes, you need to have something done, and here's what you need to have done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have the seal, the license. But, you know, a home inspector, can also look at cracking and be able to determine, okay, is this something you need to bring in a specialist for? Or is this something that, this is superficial?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that is the case sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just assume.
Right.
Because unless you're a GC, a structural engineer, or a home inspector, there's a very strong probability that you are incorrect in your assumption.
Yeah, cracks can be very mystifying to a lot of people because, you know, what's the nature of the crack? you know, is it settlement? Is it shrinkage?
The direction of the crack's important.
Yeah, is it vertical or horizontal? You know, how long is it? How jagged is it? How smooth is it? You know, there are a lot of things to read when you're looking at cracking. And you're not just looking at the cracking of the foundation. The foundation has an effect on the rest of the building. If there is extreme settlement that's causing cracking and movement, it's going to affect other parts of the house. You know, I've seen it going from, you know, starting at the attic and going all the way down and seeing cracks in the walls and going down to the foundation and seeing a major problem. You know, it can tell a whole story. And you can find clues in a building or doors and windows not operating properly. You know, it could be related to some of the cracking that you may see.
Yeah, and this isn't like, we didn't want to like bring this into discussion to like beat up the association that made this terrible call. Because we always make, I mean, we as human beings make terrible calls. Like mm-hmm. we see this pretty regularly and we've been guilty of this.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure the conscience of this board is like, I hope their conscience is really wrecking them right now, because this is really on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to not be so afraid to look after our homes or our, you know, buildings or our real estate properties, you know, investments, because whether your home is a investment, like a financial investment, like you have several of these, or if it's the home you're living in, you know, getting a nice swaggy, you know, doorbell to watch people and talk to them is really cool, but could that money be better spent elsewhere? Like putting on a fresh coat of paint is very visually appealing, but do you have, you know, structural issues that are noticing, or do you not even notice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so we drove by a house the other day or today, I can't remember, where the paint outside is literally peeling off on one of the windows. And it's like, how do you not notice that? Well, it's on the side of the house that there's no entryway, so they probably don't walk around it and probably don't even notice. But that's the thing, as being a property owner, you have to walk around and give your home a checkup, because like I said in previous episodes, your house doesn't have the ability to communicate with you. In a verbal sense, it will communicate other ways, like, hey, I have a crack here, you know, mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm literally peeling off. It's our responsibility to check.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the biggest thing with checking is
knowing what to look for.
Well, I remember what an instructor said to me once. He said, you got to think like a raindrop.
Oh,
if you were a raindrop, where would you go? Water is the biggest killer of a building, and it looks like that's what caused the collapse of this building in Florida. They don't have the official call on that yet, you know, but
I think it's pretty safe to say
that's what happened. So water's the biggest thing.
The earth does move, like we don't feel it, and when you have a foundational issue, like the earth is a moving, we're sitting on a plate that shifts.
Yeah, and so when soil expands and contracts.
Exactly. Florida, of all places, a very tropical climate. So the heat, the expansion, the contraction, the moisture when they have lots of heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
And putting on top of that a very heavy, tall building sitting on a broken, corroded foundation is a recipe for ultimate disaster, which we see happened. And there's a solution. That's a huge problem they had. That was a very inconvenient, very expensive, very time-consuming problem
mm-hmm.
that had a solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking earlier today how I think... Oh, you go ahead.
About how I think what?
you know, you know, it's intimidating, or sometimes people get wrapped up in the wrong things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It can be very intimidating, and there can be distractions and, you know, overcomplicating.
Like when you get the report or when you own a home.
Yeah. But even though something looks like a huge undertaking, you can strip anything down to its simplest form and just take it one little bite at a time and keep it basic. You know, don't worry about the what ifs and making sure you have all of the
variables.
Finite, final details down. what's the next step? And then do that.
Right.
And then what's the next step after that? Well, then
yeah,
do that.
And in a lot of cases, it's calling a professional and letting them take those steps and hiring a professional that is educated enough to teach you and make sure you understand what steps they're taking and breaking it down. Because some things are financially weighty, like some solutions have bigger numbers than others. And I think that is another thing that intimidates people, especially first-time home buyers, because they want to fill their house with stuff. They want to get a new bed, you know, new couch, mm-hmm. paint, whatever. And their focus is on the aesthetics and physical comfort. And in a lot of cases, that's fine because we have a lot of great builds here in Charlotte. But in those instances where it's, you have an issue here and that needs to get addressed, do you want an air condition? Like, do you want cool air for the summer? Or do you want a couch?
Yeah, it's kind of like focusing on your tan, your hair, the clothes you wear before focusing on what's going on inside your body by getting a good physical. If your heart's not working properly, it doesn't matter, you know how your hair looks. You want to get the very important things addressed and taken care of and monitored before you do anything else.
Yeah, ignoring it's not going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets worse, especially in a home. Because a home doesn't have the ability to heal itself. Like, think of humans. You get diagnosed with diabetes. Very fixable. Minor changes in your diet. Don't drink soda. Drink unsweet tea. Drink a ton more water. You know, like, these little changes can switch over to diabetes and make it lessen and go away eventually,
mm-hmm.
or be manageable at best, at mm-hmm. worst, rather. Ignoring diabetes turns into bigger problems and it ultimately leads to death.
Mm-hmm.
The house doesn't have the ability to make small alterations. It's an inanimate object and it needs to be looked after by a person with a brain,
mm-hmm.
which all of us have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you own a home, you got there somehow. You're qualified to own the home, you know? Yay.
Yeah.
Gotta stay on it. Maintenance, yeah. Man. Maintenance.
Yeah.
If you want to paint the inside of your house, make sure you paint the outside too.
Yeah.
If it needs to be maintained.
Yeah. Yeah.
Re-caulk.
Yeah. Think like a raindrop.
I think a lot of people just don't know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. And
all he's agreeing with me. It's supposed to be a conversation.
In that, yeah. And if you don't know, you know, call somebody.
Subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah. Surround yourself with, good professionals. You can only Google so much. You can only YouTube so much. There's a lot out there. There's a lot out there that's wrong. And there's a lot out there that's not good information. And how do you, if you don't have any clue about what you're looking for, about what you're doing, Google and YouTube are probably not the best places to start because you don't know how to discern what's proper
from
improper.
Who's posting?
Right.
Go to a home. Go to your realtor. You had a realtor. Who is your home inspector? You know, look up these professionals. You could literally go on Instagram or Facebook and put hashtag home inspection. You go to Google and do that, and you'll find a bajillion people, because there's so it's such a saturated market, you'll find a list of at least 5. And I guarantee you 3 of them will be on some social media platform, and at least one of those people will be having educational content.
Yeah.
And if they're not local and that doesn't matter to you, at WS Inspect, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. I've been doing much better about posting on Facebook.
Good for you.
Thank you. But yeah, it's just like, you know, you posted the other day about AC unit, which is just so uncommon. Not uncommon. Oh, my God. And I saw one horrific one posted by a guy who actually owns an air condition company. His personal one is disgusting. Like, it should be condemned.
Oh, you mean the outside unit that was looking at dirt all over?
Yeah, the one that you posted?
Yeah.
It's like a little maintenance thing. Just get it maintenance. Your AC unit. Have a mm-hmm. nice relationship with it. Get somebody to come out or just clean it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a quick little video Andrew made, literally 15 seconds on this is what a dirty AC unit looks like. And it makes it harder for it to work when it's dirty. So clean it. And it just made me laugh because we were wearing masks the last year and a half of our lives because of the air. But then you go into somebody's house and their AC unit is just like pumping in pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Yeah. Where everybody's so worried about breathing, you know, this past year, have we learned nothing? Carry it over to your unit, man. Clean it. Clean the filter. Change the filter. Yeah. You know?
That's an interesting thing. The masks and then, yeah. So.
Because I'm just saying, wear your mask. Because you know.
But yeah, hopefully that draws your attention
to the air that you're breathing in your home. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, maybe we should do something about that.
I don't know. Maybe not.
And so, yeah, this goes back to the, you know, keeping things basic and not overcomplicating things. How do you take care of your AC unit? Well, you don't have to take things apart as a homeowner and go in and diagnose things and, you know, recharge the Freon and clean out all the little parts that... No, change your filter and just have it serviced. You know, pay somebody else to come in and clean the insides of it. You take care of the filter, and man, that does wonders. You know, you can even clean your outside unit. You know, those dirty fins, just take a garden hose to it. You know, you can just unscrew the top and go in with a hose and spray outward. That's, but you don't even have to do that. You can just spray it with a hose.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. I think people overcomplicate things as much as they oversimplify things.
Well, I do it too, so you know that.
Yes, I do. you know, like, home maintenance, if you actually pay attention, is very kind of like a duh moment. It's overly easy. It's so simple. Like, you go outside and you look at your door, and if there's chipped paint, paint it. You get the pleasure of picking a new color or making the new color more vibrant and more curb appeal, even if it's just your backyard door, you know? Like, just pay attention and look at things. If you haven't painted your door in the last 4 to 5 years and it's wood, go paint it, go re-caulk it. And don't say, oh, well, no, go paint it and go re-caulk it if it's been 4 to 5 years. I guarantee you it needs it. Every 3 to 4. And if it's south-facing, full sun, fully exposed to the elements, maybe every 2 years.
Yeah, like the door that we
like
have.
Like the door we have on the side. It's already, I did it last year. And it's already...
It's already weathering.
I didn't even do it last year. I did it a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
Half a year.
So, you know, we talked about intentionality.
For a whole season.
A whole season.
Yeah.
It's kind of that same theme. So, anyway, our... our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the folks down in Florida, and you know, hopefully, you know, there will be good that comes out of this, and you know, we can collectively learn from it. It's a shame that this is what happened, but
yeah, it's terrible.
So, listen to your professionals. You know, heed advice.
Seek advice. Don't ignore it. It won't go away.
Yeah.
And your inspection report doesn't hold true 6 months to a year later. If you didn't address things that was on your report when you got your report, they've gotten worse. So that is no longer a true statement, that report. That was in that time period. This is what it looked like.
Yeah.
In this date and time.
Yeah. For this small window, this snapshot in time.
And that's what it is. It is nothing more than that.
Yeah.
So get another one.
Yeah. It hasn't gotten better. It hasn't stayed the same. It's gotten worse.
Or call the, you know, people that they recommended in that particular area and get it handled.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be way better than the new paint color. Or just do both. It doesn't matter. Just take care of your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great investment. I promise if you take care of it, you're going to make money off of it.
Yep. It's well worth the effort. The time, the resources.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. All right.